Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Over the course of this year, where we have seen too many women already in 2024 lose their life. They've lost their life either at the hands of a current or former partner, or they've lost their life at the hands of a complete stranger who seemed intent on inflicting harm against women. This has to stop.
Victorian homicide detectives are investigating the death of a woman after her body was discovered in the state's north on Tuesday. Emergency services were called to an address on Campbell Road in Cobram, near the border between Victoria and New South Wales, at about 2:15pm. A 39-year-old Cobram man, who officers believe knew the woman, was assisting investigators with their inquiries. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan told reporters today that it was difficult for her to comment in terms of this particular incident. But she said that in the broader context, over the course of this year, she's seen too many women already this year lose their life. The death comes days after 28-year-old mother Molly Ticehurst was found dead in her central New South Wales home. Today, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has launched an urgent review to determine if it should reform bail laws related to domestic violence after Molly's alleged murderer was released on bail on a slew of serious charges in the days before her death. Her former partner, Daniel Billings, was on bail, having been accused of raping and stalking her in the months before the killing. Min said the system had let Molly Ticehurst down. Let's hear what the Premier had to say today.
I can inform you all that the government today, via the Attorney General, will be making a formal referral to the Crown Advocate, David Kell, SC, seeking urgent advice in relation to this matter for the government to determine whether urgent law reform is required in relation to bail laws in the state, particularly as they relate to domestic violence offences in New South Wales.
His advice to the AG will also relate to decisions made in the lead up to Molly Ticehurst's death.